Superior Court Judge Mary Jacobson ruled that because the federal government now recognizes gay marriages, not doing so in New Jersey would violate the state constitution. New Jersey's top court ruled in 2006 that gay couples have the right to the same legal protections as married couples. Since then, same-sex couples in New Jersey have been able to enter into civil unions, but they cannot marry. Attorney Haley Gorenberg with the advocacy group Lambda Legal was the lead attorney in the case. She says the judge agreed with the group's argument that civil unions are not equal to marriage.
It's unconstitutional to bar same-sex couples from equal access to marriage. And that is the only way that they can protect their families by allowing them to have all the federal benefits that are available to married people.
Governor Chris Christie has openly opposed gay marriage. Through a spokesman, he said he would appeal the ruling to the state Supreme Court. Christie's spokesman added that the governor had called for the issue to be on the ballot this election day. Christie's challenger in the upcoming gubernatorial election, Democrat Barbara Buono, has a daughter who's gay.
She shouldn't be treated like a second-class citizen. And it's just his position, to my mind, is morally reprehensible. And I believe that it is dictated by whether or not he believes it will benefit or hamper his chance for success in the Republican presidential primary.
Christie's up for re-election in November and enjoys a comfortable lead over Buono in recent polls. New Jersey's gay advocacy organization, Garden State Equality, says it won't wait for a court decision on Christie's appeal. It has already begun lobbying the legislature to override the governor's veto of a gay marriage bill. The legislature has until January to do so. For WNYC, I'm Janet Babin.